Good morning. 00 hours. Showers. 46 degrees. Making Genesee County Radio great again. WHCMN Flint. Good morning. 0100 hours. Mostly cloudy. 46 degrees. WHCMN Repeater Flint. Good morning. 0200 hours. Mostly cloudy. 44 degrees. Penetrating Genesee County like no one else can. WHCMN Repeater Flint. Good morning. 0300 hours. Partly cloudy. 44 degrees. The Great 38, WHCMN Flint. Good morning. 0400 hours. Clear. 41 degrees. Making Genesee County Radio great again. WHCMN Flint. Good morning. 0500 hours. Clear. 40 degrees. WHCMN Repeater Flint. Good morning. 0600 hours. Clear. 39 degrees. Penetrating Genesee County like no one else can. WHCMN Repeater Flint.
This is KFA-EDQ and I'm monitoring.
The Great 38, WHCMN Flint. Good morning. 0700 hours. Sunny. 39 degrees. Making Genesee County Radio great again. WHCMN Flint. WHCMN Repeater Flint. Good morning. 0800 hours. Sunny. 41 degrees. Good morning. 0900 hours. Mostly sunny. 43 degrees. Penetrating Genesee County like no one else can. WHCMN Repeater Flint.
Bravo 8, Romeo West India standing by.
Good morning, 1000 hours. Cloudy. 45 degrees. The Great 38, WHCMN, Flint. Making Genesee County Radio great again, WHCMN, Flint. Good morning, 1100 hours. Cloudy. 45 degrees.
And a KPP from WFU.
WHCMN, Repeater Flint. Penetrating Genesee County like no one else can, WHCMN, Repeater Flint. Good afternoon, 1200 hours. Cloudy. 47 degrees.
This is KFA EDQ and I'm monitoring.
The Great 38, WHCMN, Flint.
KADO testing.
Making Genesee County Radio great again, WHCMN, Flint. Good afternoon, 1300 hours. Cloudy. 45 degrees.
AFA, GPZ, mobile and monitoring.
WHCMN, Repeater Flint.
Delta Zulu, monitor.
Good afternoon, 1400 hours. Cloudy. 46 degrees. penetrating Genesee County like no one else can. WHCMN, repeater Flint. The Great 38, WHCMN, Flint.
Victor Alpha 3, Alpha India, India, Ontario, listen. Victor Alpha 3, Alpha India, India, Ontario, monitor. KB8 OLE. Very good, KB8 OLE. Victor Alpha 3, Alpha India, India, returning. That's Kevin on this end. Victor Ontario, how are you?
Hey, how's it going? It's not bad here, just kind of drizzly and nasty out. I'm up here in Vassar.
Hey, Roger, I think I talked to you before. Is this Mike?
I talked the other day. Boy, my memory's not as good as yours. I remember I talked to you, but I can't remember your name.
No problem, Mike. I'm like that, too. I wrote it down here. I in my log. Yeah, you got Kevin on this end, Kevin. Yeah, we talked a few days ago, Mike. You're off that Guilford repeater, I think you said. Roger.
USL. I remember we were talking a little bit. I can't remember if you said you have something up for HF or not. I couldn't remember.
Roger, I just got something up for HF. I had an Ancon 99 I was using. That's an old 11-meter antenna for 10 meters and 15. It was loading up on the 7300, but I bought a diamond ground mount antenna, EB7 Victor, and I've been playing around with that. I'm on 20 and 40, and I get on 80 even, but today I bought from Amazon. It just came in for me. One of those Faraday sheets, so I put it down, and it seems to be working better. I was just on 20 meters. I made a couple contacts, so I think that Faraday sheets are working a little bit better for me.
Yeah, you got your counterpoise or ground light going on there. That's a vertical antenna then.
Yeah, Roger, it's a vertical, 22 feet. You can bring it up and down by turning different sections of the whip. I do that on a real windy day. I don't let it stay up in the wind in case it says it's so, you know, that rated for so much wind, but I'm still worried about it. I bring it down. But yeah, it is a vertical, and it's supposed to be a non-radial antenna. But I'm going to try, instead of putting radials on it somehow, I got to figure out how to do it. But I thought I'd try a Faraday sheet. I've seen it on YouTube, so far. So good. I'm going to get on a couple nets tonight, one on 80 meters, and see if I get back to them a little bit better. Back to you, Mike.
If it's close by, you're going to want to set up something for NVIS for 40 and 80. You'll have better luck with the relatively local guys. The vertical gets you good DX all the way around, for NVIS, you need something horizontal and relatively closer to the ground.
Okay, educate me on the NVIS. I'm only a few months into this hobby, so what's NVIS? Go ahead.
Near vertical is how it works, and it's like a skip type of thing, but it goes straight up, comes down. And it puts you out there a couple hundred miles, but it gets you all the close stations. Like if you've got a close nearby obstruction, like a small mountain or something, it'll get you to the other side.
Oh, okay, I see what you're saying. But is this be like a wire that's horizontal?
I had an interruption. What was the question?
I just wondered if the wire, is it like a wire that's horizontal, not vertical?
and they make some products too. But that thing only covers up to 40. But you can load up a pair of pool noodles and get out there pretty good for NVIS, because you're not looking to go real far. You're looking for maybe a couple states away, or you know, next province over, or whatever. 400 miles or so, and then the closer up stuff, because it goes almost straight up, comes right back down. And you don't always have propagation for that, but a lot of times it's there on 40. And just look it up. You'll get more information if you Google it, NVIS, and that'll give you a few more pointers. It works. It just works. I know that for a fact because I've been using it for close by contacts within 400 miles or so, and morning and evening on 40 meters, I meet up with a few guys, Canadian and up and down the East Coast and Wisconsin and the Upper Peninsula here in Michigan.
Hey, Roger, Mike. I wrote it down. I'll look into it for sure. Yeah, for sure. The only reason I got this antenna is because I wanted some kind of multi-band. I have like a very small footprint of a backyard, no trees or anything, so I'd have to put, if I tried to get a wire up, I don't know if I have enough length, and then I'd have to put mass pipe in and everything, and I don't think the wire would be too happy, but I already have three antennas up. This is my third one. Hanging in there with it, this is my hobby. But yeah, I'll look into that. Like, yeah, that's very good. How's the weather up here? Well, you guys got any sunshine yet? We got sunshine down here, and it's a little bit cold, windy, but how's the weather up here?
Well, it's overcast. It's about 50, I would say, and just kind of drizzly looking, you know. It's not real good, but yeah, you can build up a larger mag loop, but those require a high voltage, and I've made a lot of homemade capacitors, but a magnetic loop about, I don't know, 4 or 5, maybe 6 foot diameter, or if you get like a split pole, one of those telescoping fiberglass rods, inverted V for 40 for NVIS is, you know, 20, 25 feet up in the air, and you only need 32 and a half feet, I think, 33 feet on each leg. And then I always just tie an ugly choke on the end, just wrap it around a small coffee can, and then zip tie it together, and that's what I support it with. And I just solder leads right on the end, solder the wires right on the end, about 33 feet, KV8 all week.
Yeah, that inverted V sounds good, like the PA3 AI. Yeah, that inverted V sounds good. The problem with me is I have a hand power line that's partially in my yard. It really hinders a lot of things. I got to watch all my horizontal, especially inverted V, if I had to take it up on a site. I've got a problem in my yard here. That's a problem, really. But let me ask you a question. It sounds like you know a lot about the technical part of it. Just below, I put in at the bottom of the antenna, I'm using RG213, a few inches down from the connection of the coax and the antenna. I put 4 ferrite beads, and I wrapped them with electrical tape. Is that the right way to do it, or shouldn't they be there?
4, what were they, like counterpoints?
No, you know those ferrite beads to kind of eliminate the RF or whatever coming back into your station? I attach 4 ferrite beads to the RG213 and I wrap them in electrical tape. What do you think of that? Is that the right way to do it?
You can use ferrite beads instead of tying an ugly choke or one-to-one ballon. Yeah, you can usually get away with that. That'll isolate your coax from your antenna. I mean, I've got a couple of those clamp-on beads beads like that, or you can put it through the larger ferrite donuts and just loop a couple of, loop that coax through it a couple times. But anything you can do to isolate that coax from the antenna, and then you can tune the antenna. It's not trying to use the coax as a radiator.
Yeah, Roger, Mike. Yeah, okay, that's the way I understood, too. Like I say, I'm new into it, so I'm just learning as I go here. So, yeah, okay, great. At least I did that. I'm assuming those, the ring you can put through the coax, the RG213 is kind of hard to work with. I probably need a little bit of a thinner coax, like the 8X or whatever. Yeah, so that's what's happening back on my end. But like I said, we got a sunny day, and hope you guys get some sun for your Memorial Day weekend and your holiday on Monday, Roger.
Fading going up north, but my cousin, her well's giving her fits, and her husband doesn't have any clue what he's doing, and it was out. Last weekend too, but he decided him and his buddy Bob need to get on their Harleys and go camping for the weekend. So I told her I'm not doing it without him. So she's been over a week and a half without water. So that'll probably happen this weekend, I'm afraid. So hopefully I don't get rained on. If I do get rained on, maybe they'll spring for one of those little canopies. I kind of need one of those for working bees in the rain anyways.
Roger, so you're going to be very consistent, like, with the well and everything. Yeah, I love it up north in Michigan. I've been up to Traverse City a couple times, through Grayling and everything. That's gorgeous country. I never been to the UP yet across the Big Mac. I want to do that still. I'm retired now, so I got time to do it, but my wife's still working. Yeah, those are beautiful places up there. I love Traverse City. That's just great. I wish I would have bought a little place up there because it's when it was real cheap, like 50 years ago. But sure, it's real expensive now.
It's not as bad as down here. The prices are going crazy down here. But then again, it's not quite as bad as Canada either. I heard the real estate's nuts over where you guys are as well, so... I don't know. I'm looking at possibly just liquidating everything and getting a fifth wheel and a couple of kayaks and just hitting the road for a while. Yeah, that it's a lot of places up in the UP are nice, but there's not a lot going on. So, you know, it's like being out west. You can't hardly raise hell on it with a hatchet. You just got to be careful you don't get stuck out in the middle of nowhere when it's really, really cold, because in the wintertime, in the weekdays, it'll be a long time between cars on any of those roads. And if you get out in the bush property, it gets real bad.
It's very popular. Yeah. Well, it gets real cold up here. Yeah. You have to have some real tough skin there. People are just getting in the RV or buying and selling everything, getting in the RV and traveling, and you know, they can get money out of the ATM anywhere, I guess. So, yeah, that's not a bad idea. I tell you, but you're right here in Canada, it's crazy. They let so many immigrants in, you know, 2 million people, there's no housing, so everything's on sky high. Just to give you an example, a little room, one bath house here in Windsor is going for like $350,000, $380,000, $400,000. So that's crazy. When I bought my house in 91, I paid $75,000. People call it a $300,000 or $400,000 house. Mike, you're what you were talking about.
You're losing the repeater there where you're at. I don't know what you're running for an antenna and what kind of distance you're closing in on, but VHF and UHF antennas are fun builds too. I don't know what kind of power or what you've got there, but there's a couple of cheap and easy builds for VHF beams. I done the tape measure antenna for RDF. I tracked down a guy in the next town that was had a box on, so every time the stereo kicked on, it was playing music on the repeater. But that's a cheap and easy build. It's down and dirty, and you'll have at least $10 into that three-element beam.
Roger, Mike. I turned up my power. How's that? Any better?
You're not losing the machine now. I would say you're 100% copyable, but you're up close to 50% noise.
Make
it better.
I'm current in the call book, and you play your cards right. You probably find me on Facebook or find my email. Ooh, I better slow down. I don't want to get a ticket. Somebody be generating some revenue on my back. 73, this is KB80OE.
Mike, I got all of that. 73, KB80OE, E83AII. Work there.
Making Genesee County Radio great again. W8CMN, Flint.
N8ONL.
W8CMN, repeater Flint.
KF8BOT.
Good afternoon, 1600 hours, cloudy, 51 degrees. Penetrating Genesee County like no one else can, W8CMN, repeater Flint.
Bravo 8, Romeo Whiskey India standing by.
The Great 38, W8CMN, Flint.
N8OML.
Good afternoon, 1700 hours, cloudy, 54 degrees. Making Genesee County Radio great again, W8CMN, Flint. Good evening, 1800 hours, cloudy, 53 degrees. W8CMN, repeater Flint.
NAWCB, NAWCB, this is Kate Wayne.
KEYMU, this is NAWCB, good evening to you. Well, you just got back up and at home. What did you do today? How did you
work was good. I did 9-1 today, so we were busy, but it wasn't bad. Just happy to be out of there. So, how's your day?
I bet. Well, you're halfway home there, and you got the nice and important part of it out of the way. I don't know what you do in the next couple of days, but we're doing pretty good here. Finally got the lawn done. That was the big thing of the day. It's chilly and windy, but it got kind of cloudy while we were mowing there. Glad that's out of the way. Got the weekend ahead. No other outdoor activities or outside work.
A little bit of cooler weather is not bad for mowing the lawn. Kind of makes it a little bit better, more bearable, I guess, than 90 to 100 degree weather, you know.
Yes, that's very true. I think I'd rather do it that way. Like you say, that wind was kind of biting there, but like you say, it's better than sweating out. Supposed to get better this weekend from what I hear with the temperatures, so now we'll take it. At least it's out of the way.
Yeah, I hear Monday is supposed to be pretty nice for the Memorial Day parade out there in Sterling, so it'll be good. It'll be a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to the weekend. A little bit warmer weather. So it'll be good.
Yeah, I've never been to one. So I kind of observed the waves back there when you kids were on that float. Were in the parade there years ago, but other than that, I've never been to one. But I hear the Memorial Day parade. Just like say, the weather will be good, and glad you guys are planning to go to it.
Yeah, it's pretty nice. We end up bringing some camping chairs and blankets for the kids. And we usually sit down towards the end of the parade. It's a lot better viewing area, and kids have fun. They get a lot of candy and stuff. It's fun. It's been a tradition since we've been back here in Michigan, so it's kind of keeping that tradition up.
Well, like I say, that's a good thing, and it's a good parade, a good family parade to go to there. And, Sterling does a good job there in honoring those that have fallen. I'm sure the kids will enjoy it. I'm sure you'll enjoy it as well.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. So, yeah, I missed a good meet last night. Good turnout. We had quite a few new people there and some older people. But it was a good meeting.
Good, I'm glad. I was wondering how things went and how the Winling presentation went and the university manager, how he enjoyed it or if he participated or not. But that sounds good. Like you say, new people are good and the regulars are good.
good things. So, I'm happy to hear. Kind of wondering how things went.
Okay, Whitey. Like I said, they went well. Riley came down from St. Clair County and gave us the Wind Lake presentation there. A lot of cool features that you can do with it, and both Telnet and on HF, and you know, different options, different things that you can do with it. So it was good. Brandon came out and really just to see him there and just to have him show his support, just an awesome thing. He's saying that he at least wants to attend our meetings at least once every 2 months or something like that, at least try to. A lot depending on his schedule, but he said he wants to be, you know, he wants to be there, he wants to throw his support in and answer any questions that need to be answered and get involved. And so it is pretty cool. I'm excited about it. We talked about getting IDs for our group and a couple things like that. So a lot on the pipeline and more to come.
That's good. You know, at least stay up with, you know, he wants to stay up with things and answer any questions, be involved. Again, with the schedule, you know, you got it. But, you know, hey, you can't beat that. You can get that support, somebody standing behind you. Very beneficial. Happy to hear his response in that way.
Yeah, definitely. It was nice. It really was. I didn't get a good opportunity to chat with him. A lot of questions as far as, you know, the group and mingling, and then, you know, like I said, we had some new people there that wanted to go talk with. But hopefully get some more time to chat with him, opportunities down the road. So like I said, lots of good stuff down the pipeline here, and like I said, more to come. It's going to be good. It really is.
NAWCD. Thanks for filling me in on that. And I like to say I'm happy that how it turned out, the Wind Lake training, Brandon's support there for the group. It's very, very beneficial. Got to ask questions, talk with him, to network together, and just to know each other better. Very good.
Hey, William. Yeah, it was nice having Riley down there. Got to know him a little bit better. Obviously being neighbors, and as far as, you know, county neighbors, get to know the other EPs in the area, and you know, they can see what we're capable of doing, and we can, you know, get to know Riley and his group, and hopefully have a little bit more training together, a combined training class or something like that. So, a lot, like I said, it's good, it's exciting. There's another person sign up. We're now, I believe, up to 28 people sign up. So we're approaching that 30 member mark.
Hey, approaching that number. That's great. I think networking, the counties, whether it's as a region or neighboring counties, or bouncing off ideas with each other. I think it's the way to go today. We talked about
Yeah, a lot, you know, just, you know, training together and getting to know each other. It's important. It's important to be there and get involved. And, you know, I know the Wind Link, or not the Wind Link, the Zoom aspect of it's nice for those that can't make it. But it's good to have that in-person contact and you know, get to know who you're serving with and out on the field side by side with. It helps. And you know, the cool thing is a lot of these guys who saw there were two of our guys that completed level one, and then another one completed level two. So they're working on their task books and getting them done, and it's an encouragement to the others to see that to happen. So it's very rewarding.
There's an incentive there, and like you say, you know, like hearing fast and you know, interest in the group, that is the goal. Like, it's training and camaraderie there, and encouraging one another. I think those are very, very beneficial to the group there. I think you count as a common goal.
Yeah, for sure. So it'll be good. It'll be good. I'm excited about it. It's nice to, you know, it's nice to see the growth. It's nice to see the smiling faces. And like I said last night, you know, you get into the hobby to have fun. And there's a serious aspect of our hobby. But you know, you can have fun doing it. You can have fun getting involved and you know, serving and helping out, and, you know, whether it be on the radio or, you know, just simply going to move tents or tables or chairs or something. You know, it's that that serving one another and getting involved. So.
NAWCB. Yeah, absolutely there. You know, it's interesting. I think of it as a fact. I was watching something this one guy last night. Angle Optimite, and he's talking about the set, and he kind of uses it, what you were just saying, you know, regarding having fun with the hobby. And they almost like with some of the scenarios, they have they pull cards or something and pull scenarios from the cards and work with it that way. It's kind of, you know, kind of involved, but that's just kind of the basic concept of it. And it's like, wow, that's, you know, I thought that was kind of interesting. I don't know whether it would work, you know, scenario here or not, but like I say, just kind of watching that, and I thought of what you were just saying about, you know, having fun and enjoying it and yet training working together.
Can you mind you? Yeah, and that's what it's about. It's just having fun and you know, and enjoying you know, each other's company and learning. That's the big part of it, is learning and you know, it's like, you know, yeah, we can score super high on the set, but that's okay. We executed where we needed to get involved and where we needed to execute, and we did good as far as our group. And, you know, I think the next set, you know, we know what to work on. We know what to build upon. I was telling the guys, next set we're going to try to do something more up in the northern end of the county, up here in maybe Lenox Township or Washington, Romeo, somewhere out of the way to where, you know, manpower and supplies are a little bit harder to come by.
Yeah, that would be a good scenario there, because, you know, the northern six townships, you know, pretty much, Romeo is their own, you know, police and Armada, and
the counties bought us six new Go kits with radios in it. They're the Yaesu, I forget the Yaesu that we got. They're Yaesus. We're going to be putting them together here soon once the delivery comes in, and we're going to get to use those for the set. And I was telling the guys that here in the summer too, we're going to try to do a fox hunt and work with that and have a little bit of fun with that.
I hear those are fun exercises. That sounds pretty neat. Again, I'm just looking at a couple of the channels there. I kind of glanced at them. I haven't really paid a lot of attention to it, but just glanced. It makes sense. It does sound fun.
Definitely. So we'll see what happens. That's kind of the goal here for the summer, and kind of keep things going, and build upon what we have, and train and get better at what we need to get better at, and work on things, and have fun doing it, and just enjoy the hobby the way it is.
Roger that. I totally agree. Good. I'm happy to hear how how things are falling into place, and growth in the group is phenomenal. I think that's great. By the way, before things get too much farther along, I did check on that NWS Louisville last night, and that was a planned outage that NOAA Weather Radio had down there, so with his other loss. They said they couldn't avoid doing it. They were warning people, to have another meeting at Candy because they had to do the outage and some upgrades. So just pass that along to you.
Okay, Whitey. Yeah, thanks. That's poor timing in my mindset. But I guess you got to do what you got to do, and. Sometimes technology dictates the ends, so I get it.
NHWCB, yes, I agree with you. As you say, technology seems to dictate. It's like it's unavoidable, that's their words. There was an upgrade, and they had to do it. It couldn't be postponed, and it was that day. Unfortunately, how the timing falls there, the perfect form, I guess, so to speak.
Yep, exactly. So, well, Dan, I am home, so I'm going to head in here and get unwound and relax for a little bit. But it was good chatting with you, good conversation on the way north, and looking forward to talking tomorrow, and hopefully you guys enjoy your evening.
I agree with you. Yes, thanks for the ride along there. Definitely enjoyed the conversation there. Good to hear how the meeting went and the fruits of it. And like you say, it's kind of anxious there to pass that information along too about other anyway, we'll let you wrap it up here and head on in and tell everyone hello and sit down and relax. Have some dinner. Enjoy the evening. Anyway, you tell everyone hello, which is 73 and 88, that's your family. We look forward to our show again tomorrow. And with that, this is NHWCB.
good. You enjoy your evening. Tell Mom we said hi, and looking forward to our Q show tomorrow. 73s and 88 to you, Mom. K-8-Y-N-U, clear.
Penetrating Genesee County like no one else can. W-8-C-M-N, repeater Flint. The Great 38, W8CMN, Flint.
This is Kilo 8, Italy, Charlie Bravo, monitoring.
Good evening, 1900 hours. Mostly cloudy. 52 degrees.
This is Kilo 8. Italy, Charlie Bravo, monitoring.
Making Genesee County Radio great again. W8CMN, Flint.
N8OML. N8OML.
N8OML. Good evening from W8FU. Okay then, back to the ballgame. W8FU.
W8SU from N8OML. Go ahead.
Yeah, hey, saw you, heard you, and then I looked up and saw you connected in on Elko Link, so I thought I'd chime in. Good evening. Name here is Sean, and I'm just curious how the Echo Link's working, so morbid curiosity. Where you at? And, I take it you're just running the Echo Link app, but what, on a phone or something, or give me your, particulars there. Again, the name is Sean.
Yeah, good evening, Sean. The name here is John. And, yeah, I'm on the Echo Link here on my iPhone. And I'm over here in Shelby Township, so close to the repeater. And, yeah, just logged in and thought I'd throw my call out there. And, see what's going on.
Hi, that's local. I didn't know if you were coming in from a ways away, but yeah, it's working. You know, Echo Link always has a little bit of a quality about it. I mean, I've heard some people come in, they're crystal clear on Echolink, but most people are a little muffled. But certainly not a problem. It's clear, and I can make out everything you're saying. So, but all right, real good. Just keep an eye when alternative means are used to connect up to the repeater here, and just keep an eye on them, see how they're doing. Seems like everything's working good in the Echolink department.
Yep, it sounds good. Coming in good on my iPhone and working good. So, yep, it's just another way to communicate. I can get into the repeater with an HT from here, but it's kind of spotty. If I'm up on the second floor with an HT, I can get in if you're by a window, but it's kind of spotty. You're better off with an outside antenna and a mobile unit for sure, you know, regular radio. But anyways, yeah, it's good to be able to jump in on Echolink and get into these various machines. It's a lot of fun, and you know, the whole world, man. It's all it's your oyster, whatever you want to do. So, God, there's no shortage of ways to connect, for sure.
Oh yeah, it's a connected world. So now there's I don't know if you know about it or not, but there's AllStar as well, AllStarLink.org. But you can also connect up to this with an AllStar node. But also, there's a really nifty app, I guess, for the iPhone called Repeater Phone. And it's basically, if you sign up and get yourself an AllStar node number, you could actually use that and connect up. And I think it works a lot better sound-wise. It sounds a lot better. But I'm not, I don't want you to get the impression I'm complaining or anything. You know, like I said, it's just a footnote, really. So, okay, well, real good. Just wanted to get in there and say hi, and kind of listening to a couple of different frequencies, repeaters here, seeing how they're all doing. Just make sure they're all playing well. So after yours, I think I'm going to get back to cat videos and finishing my Thai food. N8OML from W8FU, after yours.
Okay, very good, Sean. Nice talking with you, and have a good evening. I'm going to head back downstairs and watch the rest of the Tigers game. Nice talking with you. Have a good evening, and enjoy your the holiday weekend. W8FU 73 from N8OML.
W8CMN, repeater Flint. Good evening, 2000 hours. Mostly cloudy. 51 degrees. Thank you. penetrating Genesee County like no one else can. W8CMN, repeater Flint. The Great 38, W8CMN, Flint. Good evening, 21 hours. Mostly cloudy. 49 degrees. Making Genesee County Radio great again, W8CMN, Flint. Good evening, 22 hours. Mostly cloudy. 48 degrees. W8CMN, repeater Flint. Penetrating Genesee County like no one else can, W8CMN, repeater Flint. Good evening, 23 hours. Mostly cloudy. 48 degrees. The Great 38, W8CMN, Flint. Making Genesee County Radio great again, W8CMN, Flint.